Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Right now we are in the book of Proverbs in chapter 23, verses 19 through 35 in the New International Reader's Version, NIRV of the Bible. And this is what it says. My son, listen and be wise. Set your heart on the right path. Don't join those who drink too much wine. Don't join those who stuff themselves with meat. Those who drink or eat too much will become poor. If they sleep too much, they'll have to wear rags. Listen to your father who gave you life. Don't hate your mother when she is old. Buy the truth and don't sell it. Get wisdom, instruction, and understanding as well. The father of a godly child is very happy. A man who has a wise son is glad. May your father and mother be glad. May the woman who gave birth to you be joyful. My son, give me your heart. May you be happy living the way you see me live. An unfaithful wife is like a deep pit. A wife who commits adultery is like a narrow well. She hides and waits like a thief. She causes many men to sin. Who has trouble? Who has sorrow? Who argues? Who has problems? Who has wounds for no reason? Who has red eyes? Those who spend too much time with wine, or those who like to taste wine mixed with spices. Don't look at the wine when it is red. Don't look at it when it bubbles in the cup. And don't look at it when it goes down smoothly. In the end, it bites like a snake. It bites like a poisonous serpent. Your eyes will see strange sights. Your minds will imagine weird things. You will feel like someone sleeping on the ocean. You will think you are lying among the ropes in a boat. They hit me, you will say, but I'm not hurt. They beat me, but I don't feel it. When will I wake up so I can find another drink? Mind if I pray for you? Lord, of course, in the latter part of this chapter, Lord, it's talking about wine. Lord, I'd like to pray for those who are enslaved to alcohol today, that you would set them gloriously free, that you would send community, whether it be a 12-step group or a really good group of friends who keep them accountable, to walk away from that which destroys. A little bit of wine is good. A lot of it will ruin our lives. And so, Lord, I pray for those who are enslaved in that way. And as I read these verses, I also can't help but think about modern day porn addiction that may not have been hinted at here, but it really feels like the same thing. The longer and longer we addict ourselves to that, and that's something I battled when I was in my teens, and I understand that addiction. Lord, would you set my friend free who battles it today? Or Lord, we lift up our loved ones or friends who are battling a porn addiction as it gets more and more depraved. Lord, you would set their minds free and their hearts free, and any sort of evil tether that is connecting them to that. I pray for freedom now in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you for your forgiveness and your love. Thank you that when we do go down those paths of addiction, whether it be of opioids or of success, and we burn the candle at both ends, or porn or wine or drink or whatever it is, that there is always grace, that you meet us in that place when we get to the bottom of pits and you reach down and you lift us up. You said that your grace is sufficient for us, and that you lavish your grace on those you love. And as children that who you have adopted, you have given us that ranking as children of a father and children of a king, and who has been set free, no longer a slave to sin. Lord, the old has gone and the new has come. Would you deliver my friend today from what is enslaving him or her? And would you set their feet upon a rock, making their footsteps firm? Would you create a testimony that is amazing for the world? And would you keep them from the love of money, from the love of substances, from the love of anything that replaces you? Lord, set their feet on that rock. Bring them to an open, wide place. Show them the way of life, the way of life everlasting. Shed light on the darkness. Lord, give them the bravery to confess their sins to one another, not just to merely confess it quietly, but to find good, solid, safe people whom they could confess it to. Because, Lord, sin festers in the darkness, but it has to go away and flee in the light. And so give my friend the bravery today to say it out loud to a group of safe people or one safe person so that they could be set gloriously free, no longer ensnared by the evil one, and set free to worship you. And Lord, that is our job on earth, is to worship you. So set us free, not merely just to be free, but in order to worship you. We love you. We praise you. We do worship. We bow before you. You are our shepherd, the shepherd of our souls. You are our king and you are our father. We are adopted into your family. We're so grateful, in Jesus' name. Amen. So thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Really grateful for you. I just want to commend you again for listening to this, for placing prayer as a priority in your life. And actually, I'm recording this one because my dog has been barking. I'm praying this in a closet. So I'm actually in the prayer closet today, and just with a heart that longs to see you be gloriously set free.